Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The North Shore Navigators are back in action tonight after their All-Star break. They're at Nashua this evening, at Martha's Vineyard on Friday night, and home on Saturday night for a 6 o'clock game against Seacoast. For the Red Sox, their All-Star break continues. They're back in action Friday night in New York against the Yankees. Great story on the front page of the Salem News sports section today. Patrick Shares of Beverly, in a Gene DiPlacido story, hiked the Appalachian Trail to raise money for his disabled brother, Eric. Patrick Shears had never been on an overnight hiking trip before he decided to walk the Appalachian Trail to raise money for his brother, Eric. He never hesitated to take on a venture of this magnitude. A tragic pool accident 11 years ago in which he hit his head and broke his neck diving in the pool left Eric, a former Beverly High football player, a quadriplegic with a C6 spinal cord injury. Now at 32 years old, he has limited movement of his hands and arms. Check out this story in the Salem News today. All kinds of details on the hike of brother Patrick to help raise money. Also in sports news today, Danvers High School will run a transition football camp for incoming 8th and 9th graders on August 1 through 3 from 5:30 to 7:30 in the evening at Dr. Deering Stadium. Drills, techniques, video sessions will be modeled after the Falcons varsity team. To register, visit DanversRec.com. That's DanversRec.com. The Falcons Football Clinic in Danvers for students entering grades 2 through 7 will be held July 25 through the 27th at Dr. Deering Stadium in the morning from 9 to noon. The No Pads Clinic aims to teach the fundamentals of the game in a fun way and is run by Danvers High Coach Sean Terrio. Visit DanversRec.com to register. That's sports now on MSONewsSports.com.